Hey, and welcome to episode number 8 of the Tech Ed Countdown Show. I'm Rick Claus.
Joey Snow.
I think you know us.
I hope so. And if not, and we nice are, to meet
you. Just in case you didn't notice from the accents, we decided to wear our country's colors in honor of Olympic athletes all around the world.
Absolutely.
That are competing. And just today, do we say today? Like it's time delay, it's time release, whatever it is.
Sure.
Anyway, Canadians are dominating on the Olympic hockey, both men's and women's. So I'm celebrating Canada and the hockey team.
One game, dude.
I know.
It's one game of domination.
I'm just saying. You know, I actually saw this great picture that was like Canadians sorry about being so good on the ice.
But, always apologizing. Always
a good time. But hey, we're here to talk about the countdown show. It is week, how many? T-minus 13. Or no, 12.
No, we're 12.
T-minus 12 weeks until we are going to be in Houston for Tech Ed on May 12th through to the
15th.
Thank you. I almost said 17th. That's my departure date. 12th to the 15th for Tech Ed in Houston. And we have a couple of interesting things to talk about. We're going to try this new segment of always, we do check out the forums every week and every day just to basically see if anyone new is going on and commenting there. You can see that at the channel line at msdn.com. Click on forums, and you'll see at the bottom of the list of forums, Tech Ed is one of the ones you can go off and talk about. And there was something that came up there, actually, was things to do in Houston, I do believe.
Now, if hopefully you've watched the last several episodes,
yes,
where we basically blew our hotel budget,
yes.
So I think we're going to be sleeping outside at a park.
I got confirmation of my box next to Minute Maid Stadium.
Oh, okay.
I get to have a box this time.
Is it a refrigerator box this
it's
time?
Not one of the box suites. It's a refrigerator box outside.
Cardboard
box outside where I'll be.
Well, at least you got confirmed.
Yes. You're still waiting. You're in a waiting list.
Yes, exactly. So over the last several countdown shows, we spent quite a bit of time kind of taking you on a tour of some of our favorite things that we did when we were in Houston just a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody actually from the city of Houston who lives there, an attendee, has posted in the Tech Ed forums about things to do. So they listed off a whole ton of other things that we didn't cover. We covered some of our favorite restaurants and bars and so on and so forth. And there's a ton of museums. There's, of course, Minute Maid Park, which we did in the first episode. There's a ton of stuff. Great thread. Go to channel9.msdn.com/forums and then choose Tech Ed North America, and it's.
I love his handle. His handle is "My other OS is a Ford." Very good. Thank you very much. That was on February 5th or so.
Fantastic.
And obviously, if you have any questions about the show, about things you want to do at Tech Ed, any questions about Tech Ed itself, we'll be checking on here on a regular basis and bringing up the highlights, if you will, as we go through.
You know, one of the other things that I've seen kind of a trend on Twitter, Facebook groups that we follow, also in the forums, is the hotel situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that the downtown area, so the main central downtown area, the hotels there, availability is getting very, very slim. However, there is plenty of hotel space still available to you. One of my favorite areas, and it's actually one of the areas that I tend to stay at when we go to Houston outside of for a conference, is the Galleria area.
Yes.
Now, it's not that far out. I mean, you look at it, and distance-wise, everything's kind of relative related in Houston. But really, the way that the bus system works and with the things that we've worked on with the city, it's really not that far out. Check out the Galleria area. There's a ton of stuff to do there, mm-hmm. as well. So those are some other hotel options. It's really not a bad option.
Yeah, we've done a pretty good job of making sure that there'll be shuttle service from those different hotels on a regular basis throughout the day to be able to get you down to Tech Ed at different times and also for the evening activities as well. So don't be concerned about having it in the Galleria area at all.
Absolutely.
And they have an ice rink.
Yes, they do.
They do not allow hockey sticks, but they have an ice rink.
I have a question for you.
Sure, man.
What do you do to prepare yourself before going to Tech Ed? Because let's be honest, Tech Ed, you can get information overload.
Yeah.
You want to kind of get yourself a good baseline before you go in, or at least I found I wanted to do that. If there was something brand new that I wanted to get more in depth on, I'd try to get a baseline. What do you do for that?
Well, We'll have an episode specifically around things when content becomes available. It becomes a bit more relevant when content comes out.
Sure. Particularly
the content calendar and how to pick your sessions.
Right.
I remember you were telling me you do some stuff from a ritual perspective of making sure you've got five or six questions that you want to get answered, and that's your benchmark of how successful you
were
at
tech. What are the products that I'm looking at implementing? Right. What are the things I've got to do?
There are two things you can come up and use a little bit ahead of time to get yourself immersed into the tech ed environments with those different technologies if you don't use them on a regular daily basis at your work. One of them is called MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com. MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com, I think I got it here. There we go. Look there. Our good friend Simon Perriman's on the page there.
Hey, look at that.
MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com is actually, it's a free online service you can go and sign up for as long as you have a Microsoft account. Our teams, respectively, are a couple of the main teams that actually help produce content for this. And it's what I call bite-sized, digestible chunks of technology, usually around Microsoft solutions, grouped by product at this point in time is one easy way of being able to see it, where you get to go through and see different types of things. In this case, they have a bunch of courses, and you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes right now, courses. Which basically, as an example here for Server 2012, where is it? I did the view two more. There's my storage. Here's one that I did here with one of the product managers. And so basically we have courses with modules, and I have five or six modules here that you go through. And they're basically, again, 20 to 25 minutes a piece, maybe 30 minutes a piece, with demos, with some architecture slides and some discussion points just around the storage pieces, as well as an assessment type of questions you can go off and answer and ask, that sort of stuff. So very, very cool stuff. But we have them on all sorts of different technologies.
Okay.
So that's one place that I definitely would go off and show you to. We've got them for server categories. We have one here for Windows. I want to call out this one here, What's New in VDI. That one there is pretty good.
Yeah.
You did a big depth one on VDI.
Yeah, we did an in-depth one on VDI. There's plenty of stuff around Windows Azure. There's also developer topics that are available for you. So you can, if you're one of our developer friends, you can get in there and get some of the more development. And then there's also this one, I actually just went and spent a few minutes watching before we came into the show. This performance, this Windows performance.
Yeah.
And I've got a shout out to Simon, to Monster.
Cy Monster,
who's also one of the guys on the Edge show. He directed me to this. This thing is awesome. This is
Windows
a great course.
Windows Performance Jumpstart.
Yes.
It's a 5-star rating right now, only three comments that came back on it. And basically, this was done by actually Milad, one of our friends from the European countries.
Yep.
I don't know specifically which one, but European countries. He went down and came on site and basically did this. He's a PFE, Premier Field Engineer, that did some stuff specifically around how to performance tune and tweak Windows 8.1 and applications, application deployment, how to get performance, how to get legacy apps working, that sort of stuff. Great stuff in there. Again, bite-sized chunks. You can go off and take a look at it. Great stuff at any time. Register, take the assessment questions, get gamification points, and you're all set.
Now, also, and we've talked about this, certification exams are going to be available for you at Tech Ed North America, and this is another great resource to kind of go and start to gain, I guess, grounding would be, just really kind of get your feet wet in the actual stuff if you haven't had a chance to actually do
it. I call it, it's priming the pump.
Priming the, that's good.
You got it. Priming the pump to get ready for Tech Ed for that massive fire hose of information is going to be coming along. That's an awesome place to go off and start. And you know, I'll do a nice little pitch too as well, because I'm a hands-on type of person. TechNet VLabs. I know we're supposed to be focusing on MVA because it's an awesome resource. Complimentary, you'll see on the right-hand side, the ability to go off and try evals and also try TechNet VLabs as well. Little sandboxes. That's almost like a little precursor and look into one of the best assets at Tech Ed North America, which is the hands-on labs and instructor-led labs is the VLabs. Same kind of concept, same kind of format as a place to go off and to get your hands dirty and play besides just sitting in and watching and starting to zero in and priming your pump for Tech Ed.
Absolutely. So a ton of great resources there. Remember, we want you to get registered. We don't want you to miss Tech Ed North America. As we mentioned earlier, downtown hotel space is getting smaller. The gallery is still open, but get registered. Head to msteched.com. Get registered. Leave us your questions because we want to address them here on the Countdown Show, so you'll want to hit the forums. Again, that's channel9.msdn.com/forums. Choose Tech Ed North America. And we want to see you May 12th through the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
We're what, T-minus 12 weeks?
T-minus 12, you know, we're going to have some big stuff coming up in the shows in the not-too-distant future. We're going to be talking about Foundation Sessions.
Yep.
We haven't been announced yet. We're going to be talking about Content Catalog. We both are sitting in on some meetings right now doing the final tickling points of what stuff is going to be shown at Tech Ed, which
Absolutely.
Is awesome.
Awesome.
Good stuff coming out of there. Obviously, we're going to be covering, you know, what the pack and scheduling routines and what to wear, what not to wear, all sort of fun stuff like that.
So, the first-timer show. We can't forget about the first-timer
show. Let's just say we have 12 episodes left. I don't know if we're going to be able to finish it all. There's so much stuff.
So that's it for this Olympic-sized edition of the Tech Ed Countdown Show. I've got to send a shout-out to a fellow IT pro in Stephen Holcomb, who is the driver for USA1, bobsled.
Stephen
go,
Holcomb.
Go, Holsey, go!
Go, man. Bobsled starts soon.
We'll see you next week on the Tech Ed Countdown Show.